Echoes, the Backwards Series, Season 3, Episode 3, Into the Light, by Daniel Schwartz. How long the intrepid Max Thornfield remained unconscious, he couldn't say. His stomach only hurt for a few moments where Dralis had buried a monomolecular axe, and then there were no sensations of any kind before he awakened in an unfamiliar setting.
What? Where am I? Tom? John? Benedict?
I'm here, George. Where are the others?
I'm here. Are you all right?
I'm fine, Tom. But what's wrong with your voice?
I don't know. Where's James?
I'm here, Jimmy. Why are you talking like that?
Like what?
What are you talking about?
We must be disoriented. Where are we? The last thing I remember is Dralis trying to cut me in half.
What was she doing? She could have killed us.
Guys?
The flash pack looked as one in the direction Molly indicated. They were standing on a promontory overlooking a vast canyon. Beneath a sky without color, countless millions milled and wandered, watched over by strange, many-armed figures.
I think she did.
What the physics is going on?
Are we dead?
I think so. That means this must be the Bardo.
The what now?
Did you never go to Sunday school, Sarah?
There wasn't a good one near Mother's estate.
The Bardo is the afterlife, Keen. It's where souls go after death before they reincarnate. If we're here, Dralis must have killed us.
Why would she do that? We're her friends.
Those hemophagic whores must have controlled her mind.
Those jerks, when I get through with them.
You can't do anything, Sarah. In a few days, all our memories will be gone and we'll be reborn on Earth.
Maybe there's a way to get some help.
Max pulled out a small round disc from his pocket, raised it over his head, and pressed its large green button.
You think he'll come here?
He's never let us down before.
Max, that won't work. The dead can't contact the living from the Bardo. It's impossible.
So that's it then. The end of the flash pack, slaughtered by one of their own?
Not if I have anything to say about it. Molly, who do we talk to about going back?
Max? We're dead. For real. No fooling. It's over.
Bullcrap! We've had some bad times before, gang. We've faced down monsters and villains and the abstract concept of despair, and I will be damned if we're gonna stop now. Slaughter and Furtress are still out there, Dralis needs our help, and the whole universe is in peril from vampiros. I'm not giving up.
Neither am I.
That's three of us.
Well then, I guess we'd better do this.
That's right. Flashpack!
Flashpack!
Into the Valley of Death went the young adventurers, taking stock of their resources while they descended. It seemed that their various tools, instruments, and weapons had followed them into the world beyond. After pushing through the ranks of milling dead, they came to a female figure with many arms who was touching the spirits and whispering reassuringly.
We'll want to start with her.
Who's she?
The Bodhisattva of Infinite Compassion.
Guanyin.
Yeah, her.
Some kind of cosmic do-gooder?
Sounds like just the person who can help us.
Hello, Flashpack.
Hello, gracious lady. It's an honor.
I must say, I didn't expect you so soon.
Actually, ma'am, we were hoping you could help us with that. Is there any way for us to get back to the world of the living as ourselves?
Tricky. I'm afraid I can't tell you that.
Then it's impossible.
She didn't say that.
Well spotted, Sarah Keem. The one who can help you is far from here. Many days travel through the Bardo.
Who is it?
The master of skillful means.
Vimala Kirti?
He's passing through the Bardo between his lives. You will find him by the bridge over the vast and formless expanse. Be warned, however. It is easy to lose one's way in the land of death.
Many thanks, Lady Looking Down.
Only for a little longer, Molly Singh. When next I travel the world, it shall be Lord. And don't let your heart grow heavy. He feels much like you do.
Huh?
Wow. Thanks. Let's go.
And so the flashpack ventured forth in search of the Bodhisattva. Along the way, their talk turned from their current predicament to the matters of life.
So once we get back, how are we going to defeat the vampiros?
Well, William said that Lucian was the progenitor of those vampiros we killed back in the 40s. He and his wife Calliope are powerful, close to the Dread Emperor himself. If we can destroy them, we can take out a good chunk of the Empire in one stroke.
Sounds like a plan. That Sir William's a pretty useful guy to have around.
Yeah, he's real useful.
I'll bet.
What's that supposed to mean?
You go to pieces around him. All your crap about logic and reason. Then when he's around, you're all, duh, 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 what noogie?
I never use the word duh.
Just nookie?
Shut up.
I think it's kind of sweet, actually. None of us really date much, what, with saving the world and all.
Thinking of striking out with someone special, Max?
What, me? I don't know about that. Leading the flashback is a big job, and I have a lot of responsibilities. It's okay for Keen to get out more, but I don't know if I can spare the time.
Oh, okay, you're probably right.
A week of rough travel across rugged terrain found them at the edge of the vast and formless expanse. At the edge of the rocky ledge, they looked out over the void.
What are those big holes?
Many of the Hell Realms have openings into the expanse. There's the Hell of Fire, the Hell of Creeping Ice, the Hell of Waters.
I thought they disproved Hell in the mid-2090s.
One Hell, yes, but many Hell Realms exist for those who do evil.
We should be careful near the expanse. Things aren't as solid and normal as we're used to.
I think that's the bridge Guan Yin told us about.
Another 3 days of traveling took the flashback to the bridge, where a man dressed in rags sat in the lotus position. His eyes were fixed on the ever-shifting horizon.
This clown's the guy who can get us back to life.
Sarah! That's Vimala Kirti! He's the master of skillful means, able to enlighten with a single sentence.
If anybody can get us out of here, it's him. Jimmy, get his attention.
Me?
People like you, you're nice.
Thanks. Excuse me. Sir, we were wondering...
You seek the way to escape from the Bardo, to find a way back to the flesh that has burdened you so recently.
Well, yeah. Can you help us?
No mortal whose karma dooms him to die can return to the world of the living.
Oh, no.
There's no way at all?
No more than a man might leap into the air and never land.
That can't be it. We've traveled so far.
And you shall travel further still, Flashback. Behold the vast and formless expanse. You shall cross the bridge over it.
And then what?
Then nothing. You shall not reach the other side.
Then why cross at all?
I have seen it. It shall be so.
Okay. Thank you, Blessed One.
Where are you going?
To the bridge.
But we'll never make it.
I know.
Don't be stupid, Molly. Why would we go there then?
Because it's what happens, Sarah. He's seen what happens, and it's us crossing the bridge. You can be content to wither away at the edge of nowhere, but some of us have faith. And if the last thing I do as Molly is cross the abyss, then that's what I'll do.
You're the guy, folks. Let's move.
The bridge stretched for miles beyond the horizon in either direction with no visible means of support. As the flashback crossed, they were silent, grim. Their last trip together was a quiet one. Suddenly, Jimmy pointed excitedly.
What's that?
It looks like some kind of hole in time.
Could it be the future?
More like a future. One that might have been if we hadn't, you know.
The hole showed a throng of people gathered in the Washington Mall. At one end was a podium on which stood the Supreme Court's Chief Justice.
Ladies and gentlemen, President James Thaddeus Kovacs.
President?
Well, how about that?
Real shame.
There's another. Sarah, is that you?
Through this hole in time, the flashback could see a balcony overlooking a vast country estate. On it sat Sir William and Keen, both much older, holding hands and smiling at one another.
Is that a wedding ring on your hand, Sarah?
Oh my god.
Suddenly, the couple turned toward the house. Out ran four children, impeccably dressed and smiling happily.
Children?
Sarah, I'm so sorry.
So am I.
Keen, no! Don't jump! We need to get back!
She's falling toward the Hell of Dark Metal. We need to save her!
How? She's falling too fast.
Maybe I can whip something up?
Till evil ends, till all are free!
Look, over there!
I'll fight for all eternity!
Captain Eternity, the bare-knuckled bastion of bravery, swooped past the flashback wearing an end metal wing pack. He dived toward the maw of the Hell of Dark Metal, rapidly closing the gap between him and the falling king.
Did he get her?
I can't tell, they're too far away.
Suddenly, the marvelous man of might was beating back up toward the bridge, keen in his arms.
Is she all right, Cap?
She passed out during the fall, but besides that, she should be fine. How about the rest of you?
We're fine, but what are you doing here?
Well, one of the junior Infiniteer signal beacons went off, so I came to investigate.
But I thought the living couldn't be contacted from the Bardo.
Not by the dead.
What do you mean, Max?
The Malakirti said that no mortal doomed by karma to die could go back to the world.
Then maybe we weren't meant to die yet. Max, you're a genius.
Thanks, Molly. I just wish I knew how to get back.
I'm afraid that my wing pack can't carry all of you out of here.
That's all right, Cap. Thanks for arriving just in time.
My pleasure, Max. Now, ever upward!
The courageous captain leapt into the air, his wing pack carrying him up and out of sight.
Wait, what did Vimala Kirti say about leaping?
That getting back was as impossible as leaping and never land... 15.
Maybe Sarah wasn't that far off.
Are you guys crazy? We could land in the hell of dark metal, drowning in steel for a billion years with no light.
Then I guess we just need a little faith, Molly. Grab Keen.
The Flashpack lined up at the edge of the bridge and looked at one another for a long moment.
Flashpack?
Flashpack!
The kids leapt into the void, plummeting at unheard-of speed toward the mouth of the Hell Realm. As they fell, they were surrounded by a bright light, and then there was nothingness. Can the pack return to their bodies in the world of the living? Will they return to a world they can save? Are their other comrades even still alive? Find out in the next episode of Epic Echoes, Flashpack Ex Machina.